Welcome back, and we hope you had a peaceful Thanksgiving holiday. It's Friday, the 24th day of November, and in the business news headlines, it's Black Friday, like you didn't know, and Cyber Monday is right around the corner. Some homeowners are selling out to get back to the city. We'll share why. Unions in Sweden rattle Tesla. Bank branches are closing across the country. We'll tell you why that's going on. Some disturbing employment numbers are out. We've got the Wall Street Report. And have you heard about what's happening with the town and gown movement? It's in major cities, and we'll tell you about that today. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yes, this is the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Anybody else have that same thing going on where you just can't wrap your head around the fact that today's Friday? I mean, that Thursday Thanksgiving thing blew everything up, I think. Anyway, if you want to reach us on social media, you can find us over at IOB_NewsHour. That would be on X, formerly Twitter. On Threads, it's Insight on Business, and yeah, we have a Facebook page. You just have to look for Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, as if you didn't know, it's the Black Friday holiday weekend. So where does the name Black Friday come from? Well, most folks attribute it to the 1980s when retailers nationwide began claiming that Black Friday represented the time when they went from operating in the red into operating in the black as sales boosts profits. But since many operate in the black at various times of the year, that interpretation should be maybe taken with a grain of salt. In recent decades, Black Friday became known for floods of people in jam-packed stores and endless lines of shoppers camped out at midnight in hopes of scoring some deep discounts. But the rise of online shopping has made it easier to do most, if not all, holiday purchases from your couch, something that was only accelerated by COVID-19. And while malls and in-person stores have bounced back to decent-sized crowds compared to the start of the pandemic, the growing strength of e-commerce ain't going away anytime soon. This year, the National Retail Federation projects that an estimated 182 million people are planning to shop in stores and online through the five-day Thanksgiving weekend. Black Friday led the charge, making up for 130 million of those potential shoppers. Then there is Cyber Monday, and at this point, Cyber Week. Online shopping has skyrocketed in the e-commerce era. According to Adobe Analytics, consumers spent a record total of $11.3 billion on Cyber Monday last year, making it the biggest online shopping event of the year. During the peak hour, shoppers spent $12.8 million each minute. This year, we shall see. As companies continue to demand workers return to the office, some folks are selling their homes to get closer to work. Business Insider is reporting that about 10% of U.S. house sellers are looking to move specifically because of policies about working in the office. All that is according to a September report by Redfin. The study surveyed more than 6,000 people in May and June across the country who were looking to sell their homes and move within the next year. The consumer shift comes as more people are returning to a more traditional office schedule following the pandemic. Average office attendance has inched just past 50% of their pre-pandemic levels in large U.S. cities, including New York and San Francisco, according to security badge building swipe tracker, Castle. Did you know such a thing existed? Several unions in Sweden are causing headaches for Tesla, and Elon Musk is not pleased, calling the strike insane. Even though there are no Tesla assembly plants in Sweden, there are service facilities there, and they went out on strike back in October. The union is seeking a collective agreement on wages and benefits for the approximately 120 employees, saying it wants the same decent and safe working conditions as the members of other companies in Sweden. Eight other unions have since joined the strike in solidarity with IF Metal. That was the company that went out first. In the latest move, Swedish postal services joined the strikes, dealing what could be a major setback. Their sympathy strike means that new Tesla cars will not receive any license plates, signaling an impending pause on new car registrations in an important market for the company. Earlier in November, dock workers at dozens of ports in Sweden refused to unload cars from ships, and electricians ceased repair work at Tesla's charging stations. Unions representing cleaners have also stopped work at Tesla facilities. You know, at one time, big banks were all in about opening up branch banks in cities and towns, but that is quickly changing. The popularity of online banking is causing major banks to rethink owning brick and mortar. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Morgan Chase have all announced branch closures in recent months, and there's no sign of that stopping anytime soon. Critics, meanwhile, have weighed in on the fact that bank closings are creating bank deserts in many low-income areas. Some disturbing employment numbers are out. Bloomberg is reporting that employment declined at U.S. service providers and manufacturers in November. The reason? Lower demand and elevated costs. Headcounts in the service sector declined for the first time since June of 2020, while manufacturing payrolls shrank for a second month. Employment growth has been the economy's linchpin and a sustained weakening in the labor market that includes a pickup in layoffs risks, reviving concerns about a recession next year. Friday saw the major indexes end the week mixed. The Dow picked up 117 points on the holiday-shortened week and closed at 35,390. The NASDAQ dropped by 15 points to end the session at 14,250, and the S&P 500 gained just 2 points in light trading to finish at 4559. Almost all of the stocks in the Dow were higher. Walmart shares gained 9-tenths, and Walgreens Boots Alliance added 8-tenths as retailers entered the key holiday shopping season. Amazon shares rose on a report European regulators will approve its $1.4 billion acquisition of iRobot. iRobot shares soared by 39%. West Texas Intermediate crude fell yet again, dropping by over $1.92 to settle at $75.18 a barrel. Gas prices continued their free fall. Data at GasBuddy, that's a fuel tracking service, showed the national average at $3.24 a gallon, marking the cheapest Thanksgiving day for drivers since 2020. Meanwhile, here in central Iowa, we're seeing prices at $2.75 a gallon. And finally, there is this, and this is about how major universities may just be the answer for major cities that are struggling to regain their vibe. The New York Times reports that more people are now living in downtown San Francisco, Seattle, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. than did so in early 2020. And get this, universities are moving in too. The University of Louisville, Johns Hopkins University, and UCLA are three of many educational institutions seizing the moment to establish satellite campuses in the nation's biggest urban centers. Most universities do not pay property taxes, so academia alone won't save American cities, but visitors, the kind universities spend billions to attract, are key in driving downtown revivals, and it's one reason town and gown relationships are symbiotic. Who knew? Well, that's a wrap. A reminder that we're back on the air Sunday at noon Central and only on News Talk 1540, KXEL, and yes, we do stream. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, wishing you a safe and pleasant weekend. We'll catch you back here on Sunday at noon on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.